The Situation Update with Mike Adams.
Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv, and today we have decoded the Luciferian playbook to depopulate planet Earth. And in today's program, I'm going to walk you through at least part of this. The full version of this is on my podcast, which is about 90 minutes in duration on Brighteon.com. But for today's episode on Brighteon.tv, I'm just going to take you through some of the things that we warned you about that are happening now, some of the predictions that shows you that we in the independent media, we do know what we're talking about, and so many things are happening that we warned about. And now we have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen next. And in today's show, I walk you through a few of those things to try to give you the big, big picture of where we are, you know, what's our purpose of being here, what are we trying to achieve as humans, and who is trying to destroy humanity and why. We'll answer some of those questions in today's show. Stay with us. So with that said, let me jump into the main topic today, how we have decoded the Luciferian playbook. And I want to begin by just reviewing the things that we nailed. When I say we, by the way, I mean those of us in the independent media. I don't mean, you know, just myself or my organization, because there's so many great people across independent media, alt media, and so on, who are big thinkers. They're smart, they're courageous, they're willing to tell the truth. And there's a lot of pioneers out there who have nailed this for, frankly, decades. So for example, Alex Jones, he's been proven right again and again and again on so many issues, where he was sounding the alarm on, you know, global government 25 years ago, when that idea sounded crazy. Like a one world government, new world order, whatever, all that. Alex was warning about that before anybody even thought that was real. Now, you know, Breitbart is writing stories about it. Now, there's a big meeting in Davos with 52 heads of state, and they're not even trying to cover it up anymore. For many years, when Alex would say, oh, there's a big meeting in Davos, or there's a meeting of the Bilderberg group or whatever, the mainstream media would say, oh, that's crazy. That's a conspiracy. It's not happening. No such thing. When the meetings were happening. But today, they just have the meetings and they say, yeah, we're going to run your life. They roll out Yuval Harari. Yeah, you're not going to be human anymore. You know, we're going to put an implant in your brain. We're going to control everything. You're going to eat bugs. You know, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. But a lot of pioneers like Alex Jones and people like Steve Quayle, for example, have been on top of this for a very, very long time. Steve Quayle has been proven correct also again and again and again. He did a book in the 1990s about fallen angels and transhumanism. And now he just came out with a new documentary, by the way, The Lies of Men and Gods. That documentary is available on gen6.com. It's you have to pay for it to, you know, buy it or view it. That's Gen 6, like Genesis 6, but GENSIX.com if you want to view that. But Steve Quayle's been on top of this for the longest time, and he's been proven correct again and again. So when I say we, again, I don't mean just me. There's all kinds of people who have been nailing this, but let me just cover some basics from relatively recent times. So for example, last year on my podcast right here, I was saying that the layoffs would begin right after the first of the year. And boom, here we go. Massive layoffs in real estate, banking, and finance, in crypto, in big tech, in retail, Amazon, all that. Boom, it's happening. Hundreds of thousands already, millions coming. Okay, last year, we in the independent media, we talked about food inflation was going to get a whole lot worse. You know, we interviewed David Dubin, for example, and talked to a lot of people like World Alternative Media. You know, Wham! Josh Sigurdsson is talking about this. And we talked to Ice Age Farmer, who we haven't heard from recently, but we want to connect with him again. But people nailed it. They said, yeah, food inflation is coming. Here we are. Boom, food inflation. It's getting worse by the day. We warned that the government, well, this is a prediction I made, that the government was going to start refunding taxes as a form of financial stimulus to try to stimulate the economy, but to have kind of an excuse to do that. And some people thought that was crazy. Like, what do you mean? You think that the IRS is going to start refunding taxes that people already paid just to stimulate the economy? People couldn't imagine that was going to happen. Well, I give you CNBC.com, January 9th. Here it is. Boom. 12 million people got a refund from the IRS for 2020 unemployment benefits. So they had issued refunds for federal tax breaks on up to $10,200 of unemployment benefits received in 2020. And this is based on the American Rescue Plan Act that was signed into law in March of 2021 by Joe Biden. So the refunds were sent to 12 million people. So boom, there you go. Another prediction nailed. And that's not the last of that, by the way. They're going to come up with more reasons to shove more money into people's hands. This is kind of a reverse taxation stimulus. It's going to get bigger. All right, we also said, and I've said this for many years, that government is censoring people. And now here we go, the Twitter files, right? We've got all kinds of stories across all the media. Facebook colluded with the Biden regime over censoring COVID vaccine information, you know, or anybody critical of vaccines. A Pfizer board member pushed Twitter to censor tweets about natural immunity. That's covered by the Daily Mail. And then there's a story from uncoverdc.com, a new discovery in the Missouri versus Biden case, where the White House directed censorship of social media companies. That's all come out. So again, nailed it. It's all true. All right. Another thing is that we said depopulation is one of the agendas of the globalists, and that fertility rates would plummet once the depopulation really kicks in. So what do we see now? Boom, plummeting fertility rates in Taiwan. And now a new story, Australia is now seeing a 63% drop in births after COVID vaccines. I mean, 63% drop. And that's covered by globalresearch.ca, by the way. We warned that people were going to stop dropping dead from the vaccines. And here they are, dropping dead. Newscasters, sports figures, you know, brought to you by Pfizer, kerplunk. People are just face planting on live TV all over the world. We never saw that before. We never saw that. Not before the vaccines. And now it's happening all the time. One of my predictions, also on a different topic, is that uprisings would spread around the world. Well, we get news today, massive uprisings in Peru, and you see what's happening in Brazil. And more is coming, by the way, in France and in the UK and a lot of European countries. Uprisings are coming for certain cities in America, by the way. But, you know, it's happening. It's not like it's just a theory. It's actually happening. And we warned that governments would start to roll out CBDCs. And again, not just myself, but a lot of financial commentators and Gerald Celente and, you know, Andy Scheckman and so many others, David Morgan, has been warning about this, that the CBDCs are, we're going to be forced into them so the government can violate our privacy and control our you know, so-called money. So these are just a few examples of things that we said would happen, and they are now happening. And these are not small predictions. You know, when I said, oh, when the COVID vaccine comes out, people are going to die by the millions around the world. That's not a small prediction, but it's already happening. Probably 20 plus million people around the world dead from the vaccine. That's based on data. And the real number that we don't yet know is much higher, most likely, but we don't have the data to support the higher number yet. So we'll have to wait, sadly, and more people will have to die before the final numbers come in, but they're going to be much higher. So my point in all of this, though, is that we in the independent media and people like you and I and others in this space, we saw this coming. We warned people about what's happening now. And then the obvious question is, what do we see now that's about to happen? What is about to happen that we need to talk about? And so here we go. So let's start with one that's pretty easy to support, even though it sounds kind of wild. But here's a story that's published by MSN. Vladimir Putin ally makes worrying threat against this European country on live TV. So it talks about an analyst on Russian state TV who is issuing this threat Vladimir Solovyov, I'm sorry, I'm not pronouncing that correctly, Solovyov, is a Putin ally and pro-Kremlin propagandist, according to MSN, is seen calling for a preemptive strike on France. And this was also reported by Newsweek. So this guy says, quote, Macron supplies the tanks and we give them a preemptive strike against France as a party to the conflict. And then there's a retired Russian military commander named Andrei Guruyov, is on the video saying that France is already a party in the conflict and so that France should be destroyed. He says, quote, there should be no France. I mean, obviously he's saying this in Russian. He says, there should be no France, there was France, and now there is no France. Would anyone be upset about that? He asks. Well, I think the French might be. Just thinking out loud. He says that Russia has enough ammunition and is able to destroy both France and Britain. So this isn't Putin saying this. You know, this isn't Medvedev or any official saying this. But these are kind of high-level analysts in Russia who are given a voice, and they're saying that they think they should destroy France and probably the UK, and certainly they want to destroy Zelensky and maybe the United States as well. The point is that what's going to happen next is a major Russian offensive will be launched against Ukraine and NATO. And the reason I brought in this story about France is because, well, every NATO country that is providing weapons or tanks or ammunition or training is going to be clearly targeted by Russia and perhaps targeted with, you know, missiles, perhaps targeted with thermobaric warheads or even potentially nuclear warheads. So we need to be prepared for the fact that Russia is planning a major offensive to be launched, I believe, within the next 90 days. And that this isn't just talk. This is not just a theory. It's not just talking heads on TV saying, you know, something that might happen. No, it's a thought experiment. No, this is really going to happen. And when it does, we're going to be in World War III. We're going to be in World War III. Now, keep in mind that the Pentagon, just in the last 24 hours, issued a new, memo or decision saying that troops no longer have to be vaccinated. So they backed off the vaccine mandates because Lloyd Austin, who I think personally, in my opinion, he is a traitor to America. He should be arrested and charged with crimes against the military. I mean, he should be brought under charges under a military tribunal, in my opinion, because I think he's pure evil, and I think he has deliberately sought to mass murder American troops using vaccines under Operation Warp Speed, which was, by the way, for the record, launched by Trump. Not saying that Trump's a bad guy. I think Trump was deceived, okay? But this was under Trump when this was launched. I think Lloyd Austin is evil, and I think Trump was just tricked. But that's my interpretation. Your interpretation may differ, which is okay. But the point is, because of the vaccines, we have to ask how many servicemen and women are already dead or injured or disabled because of the vaccine. This is Lloyd Austin pushing the maiming and the murdering of American military personnel in preparation for World War III. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that part of his job and the job of China and the Chinese CCP infiltration of everything in America, including the Pentagon, part of the infiltration is to weaken America's military before World War III gets going. And so the vaccines are the perfect biological weapon based on research out of Wuhan, by the way, the spike protein. It's the biological weapon to weaken our military. So World War III is coming. Coming soon. America's military will not have sufficient readiness to defeat Russia, nor will we have sufficient resources to defend ourselves against China. And there are economic warfare tactics that will be unleashed against us as well, which are huge in their implications. But don't have time to talk about that right now. So that's number one. World War III is coming. We're going to be in it very soon. Next item. Here's what's coming. There will be a controlled global, or I should say Western, demolition of fiat currencies. In other words, the debt-based currencies will be collapsed. Again, this is not a theory. This is not just talk. This is actually going to happen. And it's going to happen as part of a ploy to push people into the central bank digital currencies. And you can already see the attacks on the non-government crypto, all of that that's taking place with FTX and the whole thing and the new regulatory environment. They're going to outlaw cash if they can. They're going to try. They're going to try to force everybody into CBDCs. They'll have universal basic income. They'll have welfare. They'll have tax refunds. You can only get if you sign up for the Mark of the Beast system. And this is coming. Now, it may not be this year. This might take another year or another 2 years, but it's coming. It is getting very, very close. And some countries like Nigeria are already running, you know, government-controlled digital wallet systems. But these systems will be launched by the UK and European countries and the United States and Australia and central banks all over the Western world. All right. Next item of what's coming. And this has already begun. The energy infrastructure will continue to be dismantled unless these anti-civilization cultists are stopped. Now, they're dismantling the energy infrastructure under the cover of climate science or climate cultism. Or, I don't know, climate activism, let's call it. So these governments of the world are saying that, they want to shut down all combustion engines. They want to shut down all use of oil and gas and fossil fuels. And in doing so, and a lot of this has already happened in Europe, you have massive deindustrialization. Now, I've said before, and I've had guests like David Dubine, we've said that this is going to lead to the collapse of the civilization of Western Europe, if not eventually, you know, America civilization, or let's say the United States of America civilization. I don't mean South America will collapse. They're actually more resilient in South America than we are in the United States, it turns out. But I've said that this is very dangerous territory. If you start shutting down coal, then you end up shutting down power plants. And if you shut down oil and diesel fuel, you shut down transportation. And then you get things like what we talked about earlier, where the railroads can't deliver feed to the cattle ranches and the chicken farms in California, because, of course, the railroads, the trains run on diesel because they're diesel-electric hybrids. They have been for a very long time. No diesel, no trains. No diesel, no trucks, no transportation, no barges, right? And this is what is being done deliberately. Well, there's a scientist named Dr. Wallace Mannheimer, and he has just published a science paper that you can actually see on a website called ccsenet.org. And the title of his paper is, "While the climate always has and always will change, there is no climate crisis." And he says that the modern-day emphasis on a false climate crisis is becoming a tragedy for modern civilization, which depends on reliable, economic, and environmentally viable energy. And he says the windmills, the solar panels, and backup batteries have none of these qualities. This falsehood is pushed by a powerful lobby, which some dude here has called a climate industrial complex, comprising some scientists, most media, industrialists, and legislators. It has somehow managed to convince many that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, a gas necessary for life on Earth, one which we exhale with every breath, is an environmental poison. Multiple scientific theories and measurements show there is no climate crisis. And it goes on, and basically what he's saying is that by pushing this climate crisis and shutting down fossil fuels, which is all utterly unscientific to claim that CO2 is a poison, by the way, that these climate lunatics are going to collapse Western civilization as we know it. He's warning that this isn't just going to cause a recession or a depression. He's talking about the end of civilization as we know it. Now, what Mannheimer may or may not know, because I don't know the man, is that this is all intentional. Of course it's going to cause the collapse of modern civilization, because that's the point. That's the reason it's being done, you see. So what I want to impart here on this bullet point, if you will, here about what's coming is that the energy control demolition or dismantling, if you will, of the energy infrastructure will continue to accelerate. They're going to shut down natural gas. This was part of the whole, you know, the SWIFT deplatforming with Russia was to stop the gas. And why did the US and the UK blow up the Nord Stream pipelines? To stop gas from coming into Germany and, you know, Poland and Austria and other parts of Europe. It was all done on purpose. This is going to accelerate. They will deindustrialize Western nations, including the United States of America, to the point, that is, if they're not stopped, to the point where we will collapse into almost a third world kind of existence. The United States of America will increasingly resemble, I don't know, Rwanda or Somalia or some kind of, or maybe Haiti, you know, just a corrupt, collapsed society, you know, run by political grift and bribery and kickbacks, and nothing makes any sense, and nobody wants to work because it's pointless. And, you know, it's just, it's going to be a nightmare scenario, but it's all being done on purpose with the ultimate goal of depopulation, which is to collapse the global food supply. Now, that's my next point here, is also what's coming is that global food production will be significantly suppressed through not just the lack of energy and the lack of fertilizer, but also geoengineering. And, you know, we've talked to Dane Wigington about that. We'll invite him on again soon. Look at what's happening in California right now. He's probably busy at the moment dealing with the storms there. But geoengineering is a real thing. And weather is weaponized in order to create food scarcity and destabilization of the entire food supply. So you have the fertilizer shutdowns affecting farming come from the fossil fuel sector, but then you have geoengineering attacks, i.e. weather control attacks, that directly destroy crops and cause flooding, erosion, droughts, freezes, hurricanes, all kinds of things like that. Again, it's all being done on purpose. And I'm not saying, by the way, that they can create a hurricane out of nothing, but they do have technology to nudge hurricanes in the directions that they want, or to cause a hurricane to stall over a specific area so that it causes more damage. That's what happened in Florida recently, by the way, just stalled right there over central Florida, which also happened to be a major fertilizer production area and a citrus crop area. So they can steer these storms, or they can cause, through atmospheric ionization and other kinds of weapon systems, they can push moisture in a direction they want, or they can cause a drought. They can push moisture away and have areas suffocated under dryness and lack of humidity. And that has been done as well. More of that is coming. And it's all part of global depopulation. Okay, thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And of course, check out other people's videos on Brighteon.com, and be sure to check out Brighteon.tv. Have a blessed day. Take care.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. J&MJewelry.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only welcome to the situation update for Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. And the working title for today's podcast is, we have decoded the Luciferian playbook to depopulate the planet. And in today's podcast, I'm going to take you through the things that we all called in advance, and those of us in alternative media and those who are the forward thinkers, you know, the awakened, the red-pilled people like you and I, we have nailed it again and again and again. The things that are happening today that are obvious, that are happening all around us, that are being reported on in the media, are things that we called a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago. I'm going to go through a short list of some examples of that. And the takeaway is that we, that is, again, those of us who are awake, aware, alive, pro-human, in the alternative media, we know what's coming next. We know it. We may not know the exact timing of it, or we don't know the order of events, let's say, the sequencing or the exact triggers. But we know in broad strokes what's coming next. And I'm going to share that with you today. Now, here's the interesting thing about moving through time as you are experiencing it with your consciousness, as you know, your life, your first person perspective. You are moving through time at a normal pace. All of us are moving at the same pace, I hope, through time. Otherwise, some of you are time travelers. But we're all moving at the same pace. Now, everything that's behind us, that's in the past, no matter what it is, it seems obvious now, right? Well, of course that happened in the past, even though it would have seemed crazy to predict it, but yeah, it happened. Of course, January 6th was a deep state setup. You know, of course, Building 7 was brought down by demolition, you know, on and on, lots of examples. I mean, of course the vaccines are killing people. You see it now, but 2 or 3 years ago, well, that was a crazy concept. That couldn't possibly be true. So always looking in the past, everything seems obvious. But then looking into the near future, forward thinking into upcoming events, always it's difficult for most people, especially, of course, obedient thinkers, because obedient thinkers can't imagine a world that they don't already experience in their day-to-day lives. And a future that is different from today, a future that exists in contrast to the present, is impossible for weak-minded people to imagine. Weak-minded people can't think outside the box. They can't imagine a world any different from the one they've experienced. So they have normalcy bias, as we call it, and anything that you talk about that's going to happen in the future,
that they don't already see, they're going to say, oh, no, that's crazy. Although, fast forward 5 years, when they're looking back into the past after that event already happened, they're like, well, of course, that was common sense. So, for example, when we in the alternative media, we talk about there's a coming global fiat currency reset, controlled demolition of the currencies, an engineered collapse of the debt-based global money system, at least Western money systems. We talk about that right now. A lot of people living in the present are like, oh, that's crazy. That could never happen. The dollar's going to be here forever. 5 years from now, they'll be looking back like, well, of course that happened. How could it not have happened? Look at all the money printing. Look at all the debt. You know, and we'll say to them at that time, well, yeah, but you said that was nuts 5 years ago until it happened. And then you said, oh, well, it's obvious. So my point in all of this is that I'm going to present some things here in this podcast that are going to challenge the mental flexibility of a lot of people, maybe even some people listening to this. But I am confident that this is what's coming. And many people will not believe these things until they happen, at which point they will say, well, of course it was obvious. But you're going to get that list here in this podcast today. And I want to encourage you to experience this list with an open mind. Now, many of you have very flexible thinking, and you're already on top of all this. So this is going to be, you know, just a confirmation of what you already know. But for some people, it's going to take some real mental yoga or gymnastics or flexibility, whatever, to get into this. All right, we're going to get to all that shortly. The first thing I want to bring you is some kind of little bombshell breaking news headlines. This one from Fox News. New York City grocery stores consider locking up food due to rampant theft, and workers are traumatized. Yeah, they're talking about the grocery workers are traumatized. The subhead is grand larcenies are up 80%. Grocery store owners have banded together to form collective action to protect our stores. That's a group name. In an attempt to fight back against thieves and government inaction. Now, again, what did I say all last year? What did I say was coming? Armed guards at grocery stores. Restricted access to grocery stores. That organized retail theft would skyrocket, right? You've heard me say that dozens of times in this podcast. Well, here we are. Now they're going to start locking up the food. So not just, you know, razor blades or whatever. They're going to start locking up the ground beef and locking up the steaks. Because, of course, food inflation is driving this incredible desperation among many people. And, of course, all the layoffs that I spoke about yesterday. So here we have Nelson Isubio of the National Supermarket Association. He says, quote, people have no fear of coming to your store and stealing. Our employees are terrified, he says. We have young people that come to work, young cashiers who work part-time. These kids are 16 to 17 years old. They're traumatized. They're traumatized by someone shoplifting? That's interesting. But of course, today's kids are triggered by everything. So would you be traumatized if somebody stole something in front of you as long as they weren't attacking you or they didn't have a gun or something? Just coming in, like grabbing stuff off the shelf. I wouldn't be traumatized. I'd be laughing. I'd be laughing like, this is the world that you get when you defund police and you have no consequences and every child is a winner. You get participation ribbons for everyone and no one has to actually, you know, earn anything. You abandon a merit-based society and you get mass retail theft. And so I would just be laughing, frankly. Like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Why else I would laugh? Because they're stealing crap. They're stealing crap products that will actually give them cancer. Like, if you're going down the shampoo aisle and stealing all that toxic shampoo with all the fragrance chemicals in it, you're an idiot. You just stole, like, free cancer. That's no bargain. You're not getting ahead. You're getting behind. You'd be better off to, and I only say this with a sense of sarcasm, obviously not recommending this, but you'd be better off to rob, you know, a Whole Foods store. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying, if you had any brains as a shoplifter, you would steal healthier products. That's all I'm saying. But these people, they're stealing the toxic processed junk food garbage and the toxic toothpaste and everything. They're probably stealing laundry detergent, which is full of toxins. You know, I've spoken about that, but whatever. It's insane. Shoplifters giving themselves cancer. So New York City, reports Fox News, and by the way, apologies to Whole Foods. I don't mean that people should rob Whole Foods. That was just a satire comment, just to be clear. Don't rob Whole Foods. People should pay for their groceries, obviously. So New York City has been host to a spree of, quote, serial shoplifters, reports Fox News. So then the spokesperson, Eusebio, says everything that is cosmetics, shampoo, and baby formula is behind the counters. It's going to be more and more of that happening. He says, we're going to have an environment where everything is behind the counter and the shopping experience is just going to be gone. I mean, again, all the toxic products are high value behind the counter. So the stores have banded together to form this coalition called Collective Action to Protect Our Stores, CAPS. Now, this is a funny acronym because, of course, if you're familiar with pop culture in America, you know the word CAP sometimes means in street slang to shoot somebody. Not that this is used so much in modern times, but back in the 90s and so on, it was like, I put a cap in his ass, you know, that kind of thing. That means they shot him with a 9mm. And frankly, the solution to serial shoplifting is caps, that is 9mm rounds. I mean, armed, trained, law-abiding employees and store managers who can defend themselves. And I don't mean to shoot people who are just stealing low-dollar items, but I mean, if those shoplifters get violent, then you got to be able to defend yourself, right? So I think they should have a new group called Collective Action to Protect Our Stores with Glocks. That would be way more effective, like CAPS WG right there. CAPS WG with a 9mm Glocks. CAPS 9WG. Anyway, you get the idea. Now, but what do you do about non-violent shoplifters who are stealing stuff, but they're not attacking you, they're not threatening you, they're actually just kind of low-key, just walking in, sort of politely taking stuff off the shelf, and walking out with it? Obviously, you don't want to shoot those people. That would be an overreaction, and it would subject you to civil and perhaps criminal liability, especially depending on the city where your store is. So what do you do about those people? And the answer is, I guess, two things. They're either locking up products, or they're just leaving town. So New York City has seen a loss of 30% of retail stores that used to be members of the National Supermarket Association. So from the Fox News story, it says 30% of that group's membership has left New York City over the past few years. And can you blame them? Can you blame them? Because if somebody keeps walking in and stealing all your stuff, and you know, you can't morally just shoot them, you can't stop them. You're not even allowed to interfere with them because, well, you know, it's the anti-police Democrat-run city. So what do? You pack it up and you leave. And that is what's going to happen more and more as we move forward. Of course, now I should add in the very, very big picture, the more compassionate picture, you got to ask the question, why are there so many poor people? The answer is Federal Reserve money printing, obviously. The money supply is being constantly looted by those in power because we're living under a giant, you know, tax farm, a giant slave system, a Truman show. It's all theater, and it's all designed to steal the productivity of your labor and to leave you with less and less purchasing power, which drives a lot of people to become shoplifters or even serial shoplifters. So the root of the problem is not that store owners don't have enough Glocks. The root of the problem is the money printing, because we don't have an honest money system. So if we had gold-backed currencies, i.e. pre-1971 U.S. dollar, then this would not be happening. So honest money reduces crime. Seriously. Now, one of the other things that we predicted that's also happening now is, well, remember when we were first talking about the Union Pacific Railroad not wanting to deliver grain or fertilizer? Remember that? That was, what, last summer or sometime around then. Well, I had sources that were telling me at the time that the cattle operations in California and other places were about to lose their cattle. They're going to have to cull them because they could not get feed delivered by railroad. I don't know if you recall me saying that, but it's in one of my previous podcasts. Well, it took a few months, but here we go. Public confirmation of exactly that thing. From WorldNet Daily, Big American Farm sounds the alarm. Livestock numbering in the millions could soon starve to death. Crazy, right? It says there's a feed crisis confronting California-based poultry producer Foster Farms. The shortage of feed, which it blamed on the Union Pacific rail delivery failures, imperiled both chickens and cattle, the company said in a December 29th petition to the Service Transportation Board for Emergency Assistance. Basically, they're saying, well, this is a quote, "The point has again been reached where hundreds of thousands of dairy cattle are not being fed, and when millions of chickens will starve to death because of Union Pacific's service failures." That's what they said. And then a U.S. freight rail regulator ordered Union Pacific to deliver trains of feed to Foster Farms, and then Union Pacific said they did. Now, this is highly disturbing stuff because this is getting into a communist, centrally controlled economic system where the government orders you where to send the feed because, you know, people are starving or cattle are starving or chickens are starving to death, and only then will they deliver the feed. Well, I guarantee you that Foster Farms is willing to pay for transportation of the feed. So the question is, why wasn't Union Pacific willing to deliver the feed until somebody jumped on them? Because we're not operating in a free market system is the answer to that. We're operating in a kind of crony capitalism or a kleptocratic type of system where the government steals from everybody and then decides who gets a little bit. Oh, here, have a little grain so your cattle ranch doesn't starve out and go bankrupt. Oh, here, as long as you make the proper donations, you know, kickbacks and whatever. Oh, here, you can have your delivery of groceries. You can have your diesel fuel. You can have your aluminum or copper resources or whatever. But, you know, you have to pad the right pockets because we live in a corrupt kleptocracy system. So that's where we are. From the story, the company said it was diverting cattle feed to the chickens since chickens are smaller and would die before the cattle. This is another one of those common sense kind of statements. Of course they will die before the cattle. Chickens need food more frequently. They don't have a lot of body fat. Now, Union Pacific, which has been dealing with all these possible rail strikes, right? And Union Pacific last year, this is about the summer, they had said they were going to reduce shipments of fertilizer from CF Industries, which is one of the largest fertilizer manufacturers in the United States and also in the UK, but I believe they've shut down their UK plant for, you know, all the reasons having to do with deindustrialization and lack of, well, natural gas and urea and nitrogen in that whole supply chain, that European collapse scenario. Also last summer, Union Pacific was reducing its rail shipments of diesel fuel and DEF. So they weren't delivering as much fuel to the Flying J gas stations, which are used by a lot of truckers across the country. So I have a theory on this. And my theory is that the higher ups, this is just a theory, by the way, I can't prove this. I don't have evidence of this. It's just conjecture. But I'm willing to bet that the higher ups at Union Pacific are being ordered by the White House to try to disrupt the infrastructure of food and fuel and fertilizer as much as possible. And that's what we're seeing. That's what's going on here. Now, I'm not saying that the regular folks that work for Union Pacific are in any way bad people at all. In fact, I have great respect for railroad workers because, well, there are people who are willing to work, willing to show up and work. And a railroad job is a hard job, just to be clear. So, you know, kudos to them for trying to keep America running. But I think the White House is ordering the higher ups there to create delays and cause problems. But in this story from WorldNet Daily, it says, quote, Union Pacific blamed its delivery delays on the weather. It's like, well, okay. There are crazy storms hitting California right now. So some of that is understandable, but it's not like trains have never operated in bad weather before. Anyway, the story says, besides winter storm complications, claims to have encountered washouts in California and rock slides in Nevada. Okay. All right. Well, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. You can't drive your train across a bridge if it has washed out or if there's rocks all over the train tracks because of rock slides. So, okay. Union Pacific continues to work closely with Foster Farms, providing daily updates and delivering the trains addressed in the order, a company spokeswoman said. And Foster Farms replies and says, well, while Foster Farms concedes that weather played a part, it also believes this failure is indicative of systemic problems within Union Pacific that will persist. That's what the company said in a filing after four of the five feed trains had arrived, only because they were ordered to go there, right? So this is the second time this has happened to Foster Farms. Over the summer, they were about to euthanize millions of chickens because of feed shipment delays, and then they received a rare emergency service order from the STB to alleviate the crisis, and that's what's going on now. So apparently, if you don't get emergency government orders to tell Union Pacific to bring you feed, then your farm just dies. You know, your ranch operation, whatever, it just dies. So, this article apparently is credited to the Western Journal, and it was just reprinted by WorldNet Daily. All right, there's another story I wanted to bring to your attention that's rather indicative of the times in which we live. This is from Chris Minahan at informationliberation.com, which is a really great website. Hero customer who shot armed robber at Houston taco joint, ordered to face grand jury by Soros-funded DA. Now, many of you may have seen this video from a few days ago. I didn't play it on the podcast just because it was too violent. But there was a guy, a robber, who walked into this like taco cafe place and ran around demanding money from people and putting a gun to people's heads. You know, you can imagine him screaming like, "Give me your money, give me your money." And yeah, it was a black guy in Houston, and there's a customer who was packing some heat, and he pulled his pistol and shot the robber. Several times and killed him. And this man who was packing heat and who probably saved the lives of many people there, he is being brought in to face a grand jury by the DA of Harris County. Now, Harris County is an insanely corrupt county. If you come to Texas or move to Texas, stay the heck out of Harris County. It is run by corrupt criminal Democrats. They're funded by George Soros. They're lawless. They hate the police. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate America. They hate self-defense. They release criminals onto the streets on purpose in order to cause more violence, and then they arrest people, or they threaten to arrest people who act in self-defense, okay? So this guy who shot the perp, he's considered a hero by every normal person. It's like, yeah, the perp ran around threatening to shoot people, stealing their money, and somebody shot back and killed him. Pretty much justice served right there, it seems, right? Well, anyway, this guy who acted in self-defense and probably saved many lives, 46-year-old customer, has not been identified. We don't know his name, but everybody's seen his video. He's smart. He kept his mouth shut. He did not issue a statement to the police. Why should you? They can only use it against you. Instead, he found an attorney. The attorney is working with the district attorney of Harris County. So he is, quote, fully cooperating with any investigation. And I'm hoping that this will all be settled in short order, because the guy is a hero. I think he saved a lot of lives. I think that any reasonable person in that same situation would have acted in the same way. But the reason I'm sharing all of this with you is because we live in an increasingly violent world. You can be just sitting having a taco and some guy comes in, puts a gun in your face and asks for all your money and maybe shoots you. Or you might be in a restaurant when a shooting takes place between other people, which is what happened here, by the way. So it is critical to practice safety and training with firearms and be aware of your surroundings, and also get out of Harris County if you can. Get into a rural county, a red county in a red state, where you have the right to defend yourself. Now, because it's a dangerous world, one of our sponsors today is hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E. They've got a special combo. If you go to the website, hoplitearmor.com, use their search function, find the word rogue. You have to dig for it a little bit, and you'll see something called the Rogue 3.0 Plate Carrier Combo. They've got it available in black and some other colors. It's a very slim setup that you can easily conceal with a windbreaker or a light jacket. It's available right now in the small and medium size. Well, that's one size for small and medium. Fits people who weigh between about 120 to, let's say, 180 pounds, maybe 190. Some people even at 200, depending on their build. So it's for most people. And this combination is available right now. It's in stock. And this combo consists of the NIJ 06 certified level 4 plates. This is not level 3 or 3A. This is level 4 plates. So it's a triple curved hard armor, withstands multiple hits. It's a sappy plate. It's made from a high-density reinforced aluminum ceramic core. That's aluminum and a ceramic element together with a layered polymer composite fiber, and then it's finished in a nylon covering. So the carrier is 100% made in the USA. It's a minimalist type of design, very durable, very concealable. It's got a lot of adjustability so it can fit people of different sizes and shapes. So check it out, hoplitearmor.com, code Ranger. You're going to save a percentage on this. I think it's 10%. Yeah, I think it might be 15, but I think it's only 10. Use discount code Ranger. This is a very affordable, really good combo. And given the way things are going, folks, you might want to have a set in your car in case you're under attack or we get into some kind of a Mad Max scenario. By the way, the level 4 stops many different types of rifle rounds, including 5.56 rounds that are shot out of AR-15s. So good to know. Okay, also, that's one of our sponsors, but I want to...